Shift. Hopefully. There's a positive. She loved her job as a radio show producer for a light listening station. Decent hours, even if it wasn't the coveted spot. Good pay. She didn't work with jerks, which was always a bonus. She and the DJ Stacy had become fast friends 3 years ago, after they realized they both adored Veronica Mars and hated seafood pizza. The staff had ordered in lunch one day and they'd both gagged on the smell. Instant friendship. Plus, Stacy had more dating disaster stories than Everly, which was comforting even if it was because she dated more often. The fact that they had to work closely together on most of the programming only improved their bestie status. An ache settled under her ribcage, winding its way over and under each bone, burrowing in for the long haul. She breathed around it, but it didn't fade. The desire to turn around and go home and curl up in bed got stronger the closer she got to the door. Just breathe. You're fine. Fingers curled, nails pressed into the softness of her palms, her breathing evened out. Everything would be okay.
That's what you thought this morning. Just get through today.
She'd been saying that to herself for about 23 years. She'd keep her head down, get to her producer booth, seek solitude inside the 8x8 isolation square. She'd send fake smiles through the glass and maybe keep the door locked. Plan made, she pulled open the back door of the old building that housed 96.2 Sun. Work and home were her happy places. At least here she couldn't crawl back into bed and rate her birthdays by level of disaster. Everly straightened her shoulders and let the door close behind her, but paused at the bottom of the ancient carpeted stairwell. 13 stairs, less than 100 steps to her booth. She'd avoid idle chit-chat, even her friends, like a Kate Spade blowout sale. Stacy insisted the deals on her favorite bags were worth the crowds, but in Everly's mind, that was her own version of the nine circles of hell. One level below someone massaging her naked body, and a couple above moving back in with her parents. She rubbed her left palm with her right thumb. Head down, straight to the booth. She didn't people well at the best of times, even with her coworkers. They probably all thought she was a snob. Something weird happened to her ability to form words whenever she got in a room with more than three people. It was like she'd eaten a spoonful of peanut butter. Easier to stay quiet, especially on a day when her emotions were swirling like a tornado. Just go to work already, she told herself, curling her fingers into fists. Up the steps, through another door, she made it all the way into the booth without looking up or tripping over her feet. Well, the first one anyway. She had to go through Stacy's DJ booth to get to her spot because the outside door to the production booth had jammed shut about 6 months ago and no one had fixed it. It wasn't time for their show yet, but the early show host would have left the music playing so they could make the shift change work. Stacy was already in the booth, earphones on, hips moving, staring at the computer. It seemed like that would make it easier to sneak by, but apparently having her head down didn't make her invisible. Unfortunately.
There she is, the birthday girl, Stacy said.
Everly winced. There, birthday acknowledged. You didn't go up in flames. Time for work. Hey, she muttered, staring down at her purple Converse.
My eyes are up here, sunshine.
A small laugh escaped. But your feet are so pretty. Are you wearing orange polish?
I am.
Everly walked toward the door that separated their booths and had her hand on the knob.
Ev?
Inhaling deeply, locking her lips into a smile, she turned her head. Everly looked straight at her friend, right into her eyes, hoping Stacy knew her well enough to read her mood, to know she could not handle any conversation right now. Even without knowing the details, surely Everly's mood transmitted clearly. Was she visibly shaking? Any other day, or maybe one when she hadn't found her now ex entertaining a very well-endowed and flexible woman in his bedroom at 6 a.m., she could do this. But if she said anything right now, she'd be a vulture.